T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Michael's in studio. He's in studio, y'all. Michael Battle is right here tonight, and I am so excited about it. It's so good to have him and Joey in town, and I'm excited. Michael Battle, how you doing, darling?
I am fantastic. You know what? I'm feeling a little bit old right now.
Why are you holding the camera up?
Okay.
On your phone?
Earlier, since I was here earlier, yeah. You had two guests. Two young men were in studio.
Yes.
And they had their phones up and they were going Instagram Live or Facebook Live, whichever one it was. And yeah. I realized that I have never done that before in my entire life. I've never gone Facebook Live, Instagram Live. So I'm doing it right now. I'm going Instagram Live, Michael_B_Battle on Instagram. Michael_B_Battle. I'm doing it. I'm trying to be like the kids.
But you're pointing it at me.
Well, but I have the camera pointed toward me right now, but I can switch it over to you.
No.
Now it's pointing at you.
No, you don't want to do that.
I don't? It's happening.
I'm still your mama. I will get a ladder and climb.
People are waving hi to you right
just
now.
Just because you're tall.
People are waving hi to you, and I thought I would just do this whole thing, and Jonathan's in studio, which is fantastic, and Joey's over here, and I never do this. No, I thought it'd be cool to do.
This is the Mom and I Michael Hour, and of course my son Michael Battle has a degree in film and television production. Don't talk to me, Jonathan, when I'm on the radio, darling. As the producer, don't talk. Don't walk around. Did you see that?
I did.
It was like in what do you call that, George Lucas sound?
Yeah.
Is that like old school now?
No, that was, that's, I mean, still, it's like not happening? New school, but it's
not new school.
Old school. It's still relevant school. It's still.
I see.
He did. He reached over you. That was
no,
very rude.
No. He had that echo thing going.
No, all I was doing was saying I just want to move the microphone so people can get a better look.
But he was talking right in my microphone as he's walking away.
You were.
Yeah.
I'm going with her story because normally I say things and I'm
it's
on the phone.
It's
I'm further away. I can get away with more from Los Angeles, but now that I'm right here next to you, I have to be careful about what I say. Right? I mean,
yes, you to take a Hamilton reference, you are finally
bad.
Back in the room where
it
happens.
In the room where it happens.
Yes.
I'm here with my mom in studio. This is
and
beautiful.
I'm really excited that you're here, Michael. Okay, there's so much going on in the world.
Yes.
And I know a lot of it you don't want to talk about.
Well, because I'm here with my family. It's happy. It's good. I like happy things.
Your Uncle Freya got married.
Yes, that's a great happy thing. I love
that's
that.
That's a great happy thing, right? Oh, we had a great time.
We had a great time.
And really fun.
I feel like the Steels, being part of the family, it's unusual because who sings at their own wedding?
Yeah, but it was supposed to be the two families, man. We really wanted Luana's family to come up. And then finally, her sister's son, who is an amazing pianist, came up and played.
Yes.
Which is great. And then her daughter's husband, Prentice Cash, that's his name.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
It's a fantastic name.
Whoa. And I think it's Prentice Cash the III.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it was fun, but
yeah, he was really awesome.
You sang, Auntie Javita sang, mm-hmm. Uncle Fred sang some songs.
Tanya Hughes
sang.
David Hurst.
And there was
his wife, a
big choir song. We all got up and sang together.
It was like what, 45 people?
It was
that
basically
got up?
Whomever in the room could sing. They said, "Come on up and sing." But that is, I think, how our family connects to each other so often is we use music, entertainment, and joy through music to connect to each other.
Is your phone, the camera still looking at me?
No, it's looking
at me. Okay, that's good, honey.
It's looking at me.
Normally, I have to mail you a box with a slap in it.
Right.
Okay, but we don't have to do that
But if
tonight.
I turn it this way, then
don't
it's
do
said,
it.
Okay,
don't do
okay,
it.
Don't do it.
Goodness. Don't say anything, Jonathan. Say nothing.
Say nothing.
Anyway, we had a great time this weekend. It was really beautiful. A blessing. And here it is, a Sunday night already, and there is breaking news all the time. Of course, we heard yesterday that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, supposedly, you know, even though he was under suicide watch. There's so many questions, and I don't want to hear your moaning, Jonathan. Thank you very much. But I really do wonder how this is going to all unfold, considering everything that's going on. So as we look at all of the craziness that's going on in our country, where do you find that little speck of joy? I mean, do you say to yourself every day, I am going to find something that is wonderful? Because that's what I do. I have to do it. Mm-hmm. I look for it every day. Maybe it's someone at a bus stop or, you know, that I'm walking past or crossing the street and I run into someone and just go, how are you today? And just stop and say, you know, oh, my goodness, it's a gorgeous day. And just start that conversation. I have to do something every day that brings me some joy because it's so bad right now.
It is. Different things bring joy to different people. Briefly, though, side comment, I will say, I got that from you, that talking to people in public. I mean, I think it's also because I'm from the Twin Cities originally. But L.A. people don't talk to each other. It's really awkward in an elevator, on the street, randomly somewhere to start talking to someone. And
really?
Psychology, the studies have shown that when you actually have a conversation with a stranger, it can boost both of your moods. I mean, it can be good for you. It can create better bonds with your environment and those around you, and is all around good for people to do. But it is startling for the Los Angeles person when I turn to them and go, hey, how's it going? How's your day going? Or I like your shoes, or I like your car. And they always kind of pause and they go, are you going to hurt me? And they kind of in that moment realize, no, this person's not going to hurt me. And they go, oh, thanks. And they kind of smile. So I do love passing along good vibes, smiles, because those moments, it's not just about making me happy. It's about helping someone else be happy, because I feel like we're all in that position right now where we're trying to source joy everywhere we can. We're trying to mine happiness in every corner, dark corner often, of our daily existence. So, yeah, it's not just about making yourself happy. It's about passing it to someone else. And that truly, for me, brings me the most joy.
Yeah, and really, it's joy, because joy is so much bigger than happiness. Happiness is fleeting. But joy is something you can have in the midst of troubling times, mm-hmm. right? Peace is another thing that you can actually have in the midst of really difficult times. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, how do you find peace when you've got so much going on in the world that, you know, adversity everywhere? You're seeing that the countries are not getting along. You're seeing that our station in life as a country is ever changing. You're seeing people fighting. People are saying, oh, there's going to be a race war. There's going to be a race war. And so with all of these things coming together, it's like this cacophony that's swirling around our heads, our minds, our spirit. And so you have to find joy and peace. If you don't, I don't know how we're going to survive this.
I totally agree. Part of me, though, maybe this is just playing devil's advocate. Sometimes I feel like when I'm trying to, you know, balm myself in joy and happiness and helping others and, you know, California, everything's great. It's nice. No, it's not great. It's terrible. Horrible things are happening. And so sometimes I feel like it's a cop-out for me personally to lean into those moments of joy and try to hold on to what's left. Yes, we deserve to be happy. We deserve to pursue joy. But if it feels unpleasant and raw and in your face and tearing at your soul, it's because that's the truth of what's happening in our country right now. And maybe my reaction to that should be standing up and doing something, fighting more, speaking louder, as opposed to trying to assuage that feeling with some modicum of joy. So I'm conflicted as to what I should be doing in reaction to what's happening right now.
What could you do?
That's the question you've asked me several times.
Yeah, but would you take up arms and say, okay, I'm going to get into the fray, and whoever starts shooting first, there we go. I mean, is that where we go?
I definitely want to put down arms at this time in America's history. I don't want to take up any more arms. I don't want anyone else taking up more arms. We need less arms out there currently. So that would definitely not be the path I want to go. But that sense of fight that I felt after the 2016 election has mutated into something much more hopeful, where it's like, oh, well, everything's terrible, but I truly believe in the American system and what it can do. But again, that feels deeply passive. So if anything, I've had to reanalyze how I am using what voice I have, how I'm using what thoughts I have about this, and how, what I'm actually doing to change the environment in a way that still sticks with my personal morals and doesn't take me down emotionally in the process.
Because it can.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And a lot of people are feeling every bit of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a challenge for me. And I keep saying to myself, Charlene, you know, whatever brings you joy, you should do that. So I had a candy bar yesterday. I wasn't supposed to.
Well,
I had let go of Candyman, and I had a
simplest
piece of
things.
Cake.
Yeah,
simplest
at
things.
Auntie's house.
I had 2 pieces of that cake.
You had 2 pieces of that cake.
Yeah.
And so wait a minute, you had a candy bar yesterday on a day that was supposed to be joyous because your brother was getting married.
And it was.
I think you're allowed.
I think you're allowed. I like you again. Thank you.
He's back on the list. Back on the good side.
That everyone starts your watches. That'll last about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That's Jonathan Lowe. That's the other voice that you hear. But at the same time, really, seriously, I get so worried about the grandchildren. Every time I talk to my grandchildren, I talk to them every day. And I talk to you every day, nearly every day. And I keep thinking, what is this world going to look like?
Right.
You know, so right now, while the mortgage rates are down, I encourage you, seriously,
to
purchase something somewhere.
Where?
Just so that there is a place and you go somewhere where it's landlocked, you know?
Oh, here we go. See, I knew. It wasn't just purchase something somewhere, and then there was, you know, extra qualifiers to this statement. You know, landlocked, and it might start with an M with, you know, Oda. Where could this be, Mom? Where is it that you want me to buy property?
Is it so bad here, dear?
No, it's wonderful here.
It is.
I got to tell you, I haven't been back to the Twin Cities during the summer in 6 years. And it is just, it's beautiful being here at this time of year. It's so green. As I was saying earlier, and just relaxing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Okay, I see. I'm now reminded of the world.
Wait for it. Let me get my boots, because that's when I can hear boots stomping. Because I know. Come on, I smell something.
No, I'm just
nope.
I'm just saying it feels like my childhood.
In other words, he's never going to move here.
That's not it. No.
He's never coming back.
That's not what I'm saying. I do want to own property in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities. As coming here this week has been amazing and relaxing, and reminds me of all the amazing childhood times I've had, many of those experiences you crafted. And it would be a great place to have to go to. Maybe not as a permanent home, but as a vacation home or an income property where I could come here more often.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you use amazing in a sentence 3 times, that is absolutely a challenge.
You
that
mean it's amazing?
Thank you.
You know, just amazing. Stunning.
Zing.
Zing. Okay, we got to take a break, and we'll come back with my son, Michael Battle. This is the Mom and Michael Hour right here on WCCO. It is now 10:23 here at WCCO. Welcome back to the Mom and Michael Hour. I'm so excited to say that he is in studio with us tonight, and we have been having a great time. We actually had he and Joey weigh in on buying a property and that sort of thing, so that's been really fun. You know, I didn't tell them, Michael, just a moment ago that we had we have some really great shows that are happening here in the Twin Cities, and every time you come home, I notice that we don't get to see many shows. It used to be you would come home and we'd go see a show or something like that.
Well, I used to also come home for, you know, college Christmas break for
two weeks. Yeah, exactly.
And we had time to go see all the amazing shows here. But now I'm usually here for short spurts of time. But I do miss our annual theater-going experiences here. Although, you had a chance to go see Dear Evan Hansen and didn't go see it.
Yeah, I couldn't go.
Mm.
I couldn't go see it.
Well, I wish you had. That's a great show. Because I love it when I see a touring cast, and that same touring cast comes to the Twin Cities, and then you get to see it, and then we kind of get to talk about it and share our experience of that show. But you did see Hamilton, which was probably the most important show coming through town for you to see, so I'm really happy that you got to experience that. And of course, after years of asking you to listen to the album, to watch the show, you finally saw it and loved it, and we talked about how you were obsessed with the album. You even sang a Hamilton song in your, I think, your most recent show, maybe 2 shows ago at the Dakota.
Yeah,
I love it.
2 shows ago. In fact, I sang it in the last show I did. So, yeah, I love that song. I love that song. I had actually said to you, I'm going to learn all of the Hamilton songs.
What happened?
I can't do that. I mean, they're spitting out words so fast. I have no clue.
It's hard.
And even though they have all the lyrics, I'm not going to practice that. I'm too old.
Well, you also said that you watch the Marvel films. How's that going?
I'm sorry. We need to take is it time to take a break?
I'm in front of her now. She can't
we're,
say.
We're fine for the moment. We're good. We'll stay on the air.
Michael, why do we have to talk about Marvel?
Eye contact. I love this.
Every time.
I can just see it all right
every
here.
Every time, though.
Well, because I'm here now. So I can, you can't, you know, dodge the question. Because you did promise me.
I stick to my promises. You know that.
Yeah. Yes, you stick to your promises, and I might buy a house here.
I don't know
here,
why that evoked but... laughter. That's what I want to know.
I saw your eyes. I could see why. Your eyes were... They
no,
were...
seriously.
Have you seen any of the films yet?
Okay, let's see. I have seen parts of some of them.
Which, okay, I guess... Wait, isn't that where we left off, though, that you had originally seen parts of some of them, and then you were trying to see all of at least one?
Yeah.
But you haven't seen all of
them. Well, I've seen the Iron Man. Iron Man.
The Iron Man.
Iron Man shows.
She did say the Iron Man.
Geraldine, yeah. You're leaving out one small fact.
What's that?
You've seen Black Panther.
Yes, I have.
So as the poster.
You've seen one.
That's true. But I need her to go see all of the rest.
I know.
So that she can see Avengers Infinity War.
Are we really going to take up time talking about this?
I'm trying
really?
To help you out.
You've
today.
Made me talk about the Kardashians countless
now.
Times. I feel like this is repayment. Or the Kardashian conversation.
Wait a minute. Wait
this
a minute.
This is my Marvel moment.
No, no, no. I brought up the I haven't brought up the what's her name?
Basic, if that's their name. I had to talk about J-Lo's hips once. I think now this is my moment. I'm really enjoying this. This is good.
Are you really?
The eye contact changes everything. I'm a little scared.
I started the Endgame.
Wait, you started watching Avengers Endgame?
I started it.
Why?
You know... it was on and I just thought, well, maybe I should just go ahead and watch it.
No.
But I didn't.
No, you didn't.
No.
I thought Jonathan, I laid out a plan. I said, Mom, whatever you do.
Play some music for me.
Don't watch Endgame first. You have to watch the other ones. And I know it just came out.
Yeah. But it was on HBO DVD. And I just thought, you know.
It couldn't have been on HBO already.
Yeah, it was on something.
Are you sure it wasn't Infinity War?
I have no idea. Oh, maybe it was.
No, it wasn't.
Was it called the
Endgame? It was
Endgame.
It was released today.
See?
But it wouldn't
or yesterday.
It wouldn't have been on TV yet.
It was. It was on pay-per-view.
But she
didn't
pay for it.
It was
free.
It was some kind of trailer that was on. And I was like, oh. But I started the movie. Like, I turned it on. Or did I turn it on? Yeah, I turned it on.
This is what I'm dealing with.
But I didn't watch it. What I'm telling you, I didn't watch it.
Thank the Lord. Okay.
Maybe it was another movie.
Maybe. Was it the Iron Man?
No, the Iron Man.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because it's Iron Man.
I know that, but
you
that doesn't
keep
hurt
saying
it.
The Iron Man.
But the Iron Man gives it heft. It gives it, you know, like he is respected.
The only one.
The Iron Man.
The only one that you say the in front of is Hulk. You say the Hulk, but you don't say the Iron Man. You don't say the Thor.
You don't.
You can say the Marvel.
No.
You can say the Captain Marvel.
The Captain.
No.
It isn't. Is it?
The captain comes in a bottle.
The
Captain America? And stands on a barrel.
Captain Morgan?
Yes. That's the captain.
That's a whole different captain.
He's the least useful Avenger.
Yeah, he takes you on a journey. He takes you on a journey.
But yeah,
that's
he keeps finding Captain Jack Sparrow for some reason, Captain Morgan.
Oh, no. See.
All owned by Disney.
Okay, so Michael?
Yes.
I will. You know that.
Yes.
I'll watch it.
I believe you.
And I did watch The Hulk.
Sir, I don't know why I'm laughing.
All the way through.
The should be there, but now it's funny when you say the any Avenger, I start laughing. Yes, The Hulk.
I do want to see the Ant.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
The Ant-Man.
Yeah, because that was that movie, the Ant-Man and...
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And the Wasp.
Yeah, I worked on that
Ant-Man
one.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
No,
Ant-Man
and the Wasp.
And the Wasp.
The Wasp,
okay,
but just Ant-Man. No, the.
I'm going to ask you to exit the conversation. You're confusing
no,
me.
No, Professor X, that's the X-Men. That's different.
I like that and all of those.
Many of those are terrible. But... But
are
now,
you kidding me?
No, really.
I really enjoy those.
But the earlier ones, but the later ones, they got progressively worse. And the most recent one, Dark Phoenix, we actually talked about that.
Yeah.
Together.
That just came out like last year? This year?
No, Dark Phoenix was a
few
month
ago.
A month
yeah, a few
ago?
Months
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, yeah. But it looked just like what X-Men would look like, you know.
But it was terrible.
It was?
It was a $200 million dollar monstrosity of filmmaking.
Yeah, because
I
was here that night because I asked Michael if, because of the way that this X-Men trilogy ended, did he think there was going to be another one?
You know what I just realized? Hmm. I have three testosterones around me.
That's
yes,
true.
You do.
This is a right. male-heavy room tonight.
Her eyes.
Frightening.
Her eyes. She's like the people in one
I'm
of those horror movies.
I'm never going to win tonight.
She's like the dude in Get Out.
Don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. Excuse me. Don't talk about that.
Have you ever seen it?
I will never see it.
Why not?
Because it's frightening.
Your mother does not like scary movies.
I don't. I don't see the purpose. How is it entertainment?
It's actually more of a thriller than a horror movie.
I'm sorry. The door for your exit is still open. And with that said, we have to get the weather in. Shut up. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:36. That song is by one of the Jonas Brothers. Or is it by the Jonas Brothers? Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
I love this song.
They got back together.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Not the Ant-Man, the Jonas Brothers.
You're talking again.
Oh, boy.
What's happening to me? It's like the Twilight Zone. It is. It feels like the Twilight Zone. Hey, Michael, let's talk television.
Let's talk television.
A lot of changes in television. You know, a lot of shows that are going to keep going. People are really watching. Of course, they get a run for HBO and all of them get a run for their money with the Netflix and all these other ways that you can watch
Netflix,
television.
Disney Plus, HBO Max, mm-hmm. Quibi.
Quibi,
the list goes on.
So
on.
How is Quibi doing? Because some were saying that this is going to be a disaster for her.
I think it could be a disaster. It
Meg
could go
Whitman.
Well. I feel like they have to have a plan B, C, and D mm-hmm. Because no one spends that kind of money, you know, $2 billion of content like what Netflix was doing on something that could fail so greatly. So I'm expecting an ace up the sleeve somewhere where even if when it launches, even if Quibi doesn't do well, Meg Whitman will turn around and say, oh, well, actually, we had this other thing that's going to bring in enormous amounts of revenue to the company. So we'll see, but Disney Plus, of course, is going to be bundled with ESPN Plus and Hulu. So if you want, you can just bundle all three of those together in one package. Or if you just want Hulu and Disney Plus, you can do that. I read an article that if you already have Hulu for a small additional charge, you can just add Disney Plus. I'm assuming it'll be the same vice versa. If you get Disney Plus first, you can add Hulu to that. That, to me, is one of the most attractive options out there currently. So I'm expecting that I'll have Disney Plus/Hulu, and then Netflix, Amazon. HBO Max is seeming more and more attractive because, as I've said to you, I've never watched a single episode of Game of Thrones. I know, terrifying, terrible, and I want to fix that. And having HBO Max will allow me to watch all of that at my own pace, my own time, plus the entire Warner Brothers library of content. So I'm looking at maybe having, you know, 3-4+ paid services. And if I'm morbidly curious, I might check out Quibi too.
You know, Joy, here's the thing. I am really content with free TV. I don't know why people spend the kind of money they spend on cable and that sort of thing. And they just to have the internet, like Xfinity or Comcast, what they would do is you know, if you have a bundle of the two, the internet and, of course, all the channels, then they'll give you a discount. But if you go with one, like internet, you could spend from $95 to $130 just for internet.
Yep. It's so expensive
now,
too.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. So what can you do to get around that? What do you guys do? Do you just pay that bill?
We pay that bill.
Because we pay it.
We don't need cable. I don't need a phone line. I mean, I should have one. I wanted all three. I wanted full cable. I wanted a high-speed internet. And I wanted a phone line just for emergency since we do have earthquakes, as we saw recently. But it was just too much money to do all three of those things. But the cable companies are fully aware that my generation is cord-cutting.
Yeah.
And so smartly, if I was the CEO, I would have made the same choice. They just charge more if you want to just get internet, as you mentioned. So, yes, it's, I think, $90 just to get mid-level internet only. And you can add a phone line for $10 more. I mean, it always seems cheaper. If you want to add cable, that's a whole different story. But they know that that's what you really, really want is the internet.
And you know your grandmother just moved over to DirecTV.
Oh, wow.
And I said to her, you know, when storms happen, mm-hmm. you won't have anything.
Right.
And mm-hmm. it just goes out. Sure enough, a week after they put it in.
It went out?
It just went out.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, so let's get the transistor radio out.
And then, but you're having issues with your internet too now, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm having issues with the internet because the internet is still with Xfinity until she decides what she wants to do with that. So now it's just cutting off all the
Nothing
time.
Nothing works.
I really can't take it. I can't stand it. I want to be unplugged completely. I mean, at this point, I'm looking at going off the grid, which means going to St. Paul.
Basically.
You know, no, because St. Paul, people get out. I mean, they do it in Minneapolis, too. We get out a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, I just feel like I need to let it all go and just go to a cafe, mm-hmm. get online. But it's not safe. It's not safe to do that.
No, I mean, yeah, if you're trying to buy things online, it's not secure to do so at a cafe. But, yeah, I don't know what is happening in that situation. Hopefully it will resolve.
And they canceled they canceled CBS.
Yes, contract issues.
Contract issues. A week after, and she said to them, I need CBS.
Wow.
But that dispute has been going on for quite some time, if I recall correctly.
And so
that
they decided to cancel it. But they should have said that when she was signing up.
They should have told her that, yes. Yeah. But that the potential of that happening was on the table for quite some time. So I feel like, you know, it's really on them to have said, okay, if you really want CBS, this could happen. But again, they're trying to sell product. I have Spectrum. I was just talking to them about my service recently. And they were like, oh, you know, we have a new cell phone service. And they're always trying to pitch and upsell you on something else.
Always.
Which, that's good business. I can't get mad at them for doing that. But I do think in her case, if she specified that she wanted CBS and they knew that it was a possibility that their negotiations would fall apart, in all fairness, they should have said, hey, this is a possibility. But then they would have known that she wouldn't have switched to their service if they
exactly.
said that.
I just think, you know, gosh, I don't understand how we do business in this country anymore, you know, ethically. I just think that's wrong. Mm. And at the same time, I don't understand how a company where you've been with them, like say if you have been with one of the services for, let's say, 10 years or 15 mm-hmm. years, instead of them cutting your fee, they increase it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They want those that are brand new that come over. They give them the cuts, and then those that stay the longest that are loyal, like loyalty has no – it doesn't mean anything anymore.
No, nothing.
So those that are loyal, then all of a sudden they just, I'm sorry, we're going up on your price 75%.
I was talking with someone at work that explained it the same exact way with her DirecTV. She was going back and forth between DirecTV and Dish Network. So.
Right. And that's what people do. They'll cancel it. Especially your generation mm-hmm. and younger, they cancel it and then they go back and pick up one for, you know, 75% cut.
Right.
and those that call and say, hey, I can't afford this anymore. Can you please give me a discount? Or what do I need to drop in order to drop the price? And they give you like $15 off.
And yet they still blame my generation. You know, oh, it's your fault that these prices are going up, or it's your fault since you cut the cords that these things change. No, it's the greed of some of these companies and how they structure their deals. And again, I call it greed. Oh, the man, blah, blah, blah. But really, it's just smart capitalistic business. If there is a high demand for internet, if we are paying, if we're willing to pay money so much so that it is required, like we have to have Netflix and Amazon. If you don't have some of these services, you simply aren't watching some of the best content out there. I mean, that is television.
Who says it's the best content?
It is the best. It's the best TV we've had in generations. What they're making on Netflix and Amazon, Disney Plus coming up, the budgets are bigger than ever. It's what made HBO so famous. HBO spent more time filming each episode than the networks ever did. Mm-hmm. They were spending weeks sometimes, or at least a full week on an episode. Sometimes, I think on True Blood, they spent 2.5 to 3 weeks per episode because they had the budget and the time to really craft a storyline.
Well, you know, True Blood to me sounds like it was a decade ago.
It was.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was nearly a decade ago.
No kidding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So HBO started that whole thing, too, when they, you know, when they created these pay-to-watch mm-hmm. series. And Michael and I don't really watch TV anymore. We don't watch live TV anymore. We watch Netflix and we watch Amazon. And again, like he said, the best shows are on those streaming networks.
But you're paying for them. Why not go to just free television?
Well, because it's
NBC,
it's not free.
ABC, CBS.
Because it's boring.
Well,
those same shows are not going to be. If you want to watch Game of Thrones, if you want to watch Handmaid's Tale, if you want to watch some of these other options, they're only on the streaming services.
No, I understand that, but there are some good shows there, on those channels.
That's what I was
going to
say. There are fantastic shows still being made by networks because the networks are spending much more money now trying to compete with all the streaming services. So there's tons
They are competing, not just trying to compete.
Well, they're trying to compete.
Let me ask this. You talk about some of these shows that are on TV, the cable networks and on free TV, and there are a lot of shows that come out, and they may last 4 or 6 or 13 episodes, 12 episodes. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's going to be more content that's provided by them, but how many of these shows do you see on the streaming services that only last one season?
Many.
Maybe get into a
There's many. A lot of them, actually. So Netflix is notorious for canceling seasons in the – rather, canceling shows in the second or third season, and they do it purely off of metrics, who's watching what. Worst part is we can't see the metrics. So we can't even compare how they're rating one show versus the other. They've done it twice in the past year. They just canceled, hands down, one of the best sci-fi shows in the past 20 years called The OA. The storytelling on this show was extraordinary. And Britt Marling is her name?
Britt Marling created, wrote, and starred in the show. Michael and I were obsessed with it. They did the first season – and we watched the entire thing. We binged it. I think we stayed up almost every single night till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And after the second season, we finished it, and we were so excited. Okay, the third season is coming. We heard news that they were starting to write it, and it was going to come out hopefully by next year. And we just found out a week ago that Netflix canceled it.
Canceled the show.
Canceled the show.
Again, the storytelling is extraordinary. They have the budget and the time to incubate storytelling of that level.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the best sitcoms we've had in probably a decade or more.
Oh, yeah.
One Day at a Time. It was not just because it was extraordinarily diverse and talked about topical issues in a way that we haven't seen in sitcoms in quite some time, but it was just great comedy. And Norman Lear, they took the original version of his show mm-hmm. and redid the show with a Cuban family.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit every topic you can think of from 2016. I mean, race relations, Trump in the White House, how immigrants are seen in America. And they did it in a way that you were laughing and literally crying every single episode. It went 3 seasons, huge hit, and Netflix finally said, you know what? You just don't have the viewers. We love your show. This content is so important, but you aren't comparing with what we need to support our business. So they canceled the show. In that case, thankfully, Sony Studios was the studio behind the show, and then they sold the rights to Netflix. So then Chris Parnell, a buddy of mine over he's the president of Sony TV, he got with Gloria Calderon-Collette, another buddy of mine who was the creator of the show, and they pitched the show around town and placed it over at Pop TV, which is where Schitt's Creek, S-H-I-T-T, how's it spelled?
Yes,
S-C-H. Schitt's Creek, great show. It started at Pop TV, and then they sold the whole thing over to Netflix. So the final season is now on Pop TV currently, and that will then air on Netflix later on where it built its largest audience. I'm kind of rambling, but I'm kind of just showing you how it isn't that way. I mean, really, at least when it came to ratings on standard TV, they would publish the numbers. They'd say, okay, here are our Nielsen numbers. You had a 1.5 here, 1.2 here. You knew what it was, and if you could make the cut, you would stay on. We're here. It's magical numbers making our favorite shows disappear.
And my point was I was thinking that where these standard networks were maybe giving you half a season, at least you would get a full season, maybe two,
yes,
in some of these streaming services. You get a little bit more time. Now, there aren't as many episodes per season, but at least you get an arc.
All mm-hmm. I'm saying is that the networks that offers free television.
Well, the other thing,
because
too.
Because of commercials, right?
Right.
My challenge is that they are bringing us some really good content. And it used to be that people who wrote these pieces and put out the content really cared about what they were saying and said, okay, we're not making our money yet. Let's keep trying because this needs to be heard.
Yeah.
That's what we're missing now. If it's not bringing in the revenue, then we're out. I don't care how great it is.
I disagree. I think it's actually the exact opposite because networks only make shows that their ad buyers want to buy ads for.
Right.
So the upfronts happen around March. And the upfronts is where they say, here are all of the new shows on the network. Here are new stars. They're going to be on stage in front of a huge crowd of ad buyers, and they're going to talk about their shows. They're going to show you a clip of the pilot episode. And then after the end of the upfronts, all of the major corporations will buy their ads for that season all in one massive chunk. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, okay, we want this group, this age, this color, this background, this income. And your show caters to those groups, so that therefore we're going to buy rather all the shows on your network for this season caters towards those groups. So we'll pay millions and millions of dollars to get to those markets. Whereas a Netflix, a Disney Plus, HBO Max, all of these streaming services, they have to make your monthly cost for their service a requirement. So they say, okay, we're Netflix. We're going to spend $2 billion in a single year just developing content, not making the content, mm-hmm. just sourcing the ideas, developing the ideas, because we have to make content so strong, characters so compelling that you feel like you are socially required to have our service. And that is unprecedented. No one's ever looked at content in TV in that way, where money wasn't an object. They have billions. They've outspent every network in the history of Hollywood just to make content that people like me and Joey and everyone else say, I have to have it. I have to have Disney Plus. I have to have HBO Max, because they're going to keep putting out content that is must-see.
I need another candy bar. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is our last segment tonight for the Mom and Michael Hour, and it has been quite interesting. I've learned a lot from my son, Michael Battle, also a Joy in studio with us tonight. It's good to see you.
Yes, so I'm happy to be you. Here.
And then the other voice you've been hearing is Jonathan Lowe. Enough said. I am your host, Geraldine Steele. But no, Jonathan, I'm sorry. He is the in-studio producer here at WCCO for the Steele Talking Show. And this is my favorite hour. I learn a lot. I think this whole movie television thing is ridiculous. Why even invest in it? But as I hear the passion that you guys have for some of the shows, I really don't care about a lot of that. If I can get Columbo, HGTV.
Columbo.
The Food Channel. No, I'm kidding. I'm not
I
kidding
do
you.
Love the Food Network,
Perry
too.
Perry Mason, Matlock, PBS, CBS, ABC, and NBC. Have I missed any?
Now, imagine if your favorite BET. Shows were taken off of all those networks, but you could watch them streaming on Netflix. What would you do?
And how much would that cost me?
What is that, $12 a month?
What is Netflix? Yeah, is $15 a month now?
Yeah, maybe.
Amazon is $12
a month?
And you
can get all those channels, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Imagine if you could do that. Well, that's what we do.
But is that something you can do?
Yes. You could do a yearly thing with Amazon Prime for, I believe, $100 a year.
Right.
Right.
And you can watch it at your leisure.
Did you say a year?
A year. That's what I do. I do an annual account. That's about $100 a year.
That's what we
have. You have 45 channels.
Oh, no, that's different.
Oh, yeah, that's a different bill?
That's a different bill.
Oh, stop it.
But just,
so, I'm trying to get under...
But imagine it's an access issue. Right now you have access to your favorite content.
Right.
But if that content shifted where it lived,
right,
and suddenly appeared on HBO Max, because right, their entire library is going to be there. Or if you're a parent and your kids want to watch all the Disney content, Pixar right, content, Star Wars, Marvel, all in the same place, you're going to go spend that extra few dollars to get Disney Plus so that you have access to everything. Because who wants to go buy 1,000 discs and store them in their house to play for their kids?
I'm sorry, my hand's up.
Well, okay, yes, certain Disney films on DVD, there's still a market for that. But for most other studios, that the DVD market is dwindling rapidly. The streaming services are changing the industry, I think, in a positive way.
That's not what my wallet says. It's crying. I hear it every night. Okay, it's been wonderful.
It's been a blast.
Really, it's been a blast. To each of you that have been listening, thank you for your support. And please know that we want you to find your joy. Even though it seems kind of ridiculous when you hear people say that, I promise you it will give you a chance to just energize yourself all over again and make it happen. I'll see you next Sunday. Good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.